927 4CC. G'day to Sergeant Wayne Butcher.
Good morning, how are we all?
Going well, mate. Now, what's happening across central Queensland?
Oh, it's been pretty good, actually, over the last couple of weeks. But, if we want to talk about today, we're going to talk about some evade offences that have been happening in and around the region. So,
evade offences? What are evade offences?
Evading. So when police try to intercept a motor vehicle, and as a result, they fail to stop and evade police. So it's come through a coroner's court in relation to, the pursuit policy and trying to make people safer on the roads. So the evade policy is now in place where if police try and pull you up with lights and sirens and you fail to pull over and take off at a rapid rate of speed and show that you're not willing to stop, the driver or owner of the vehicle will get hit with an evasion notice, what we call an evasion notice. And they virtually have to explain who was driving the motor vehicle. If they can't do that, they are the ones who are in the lawful possession of the motor vehicle at the time and get done with the evade offence. So,
all right. It could be some big fines in that, mate.
Yeah, they're starting to get up there. The fines are pretty high, and you're looking at a fair whack of suspension of your licence as well. So, so a lot of people borrow their cars to people, and obviously the people that are doing it aren't the best type of people, and use their car to evade police and commit offences and crimes. And so we're just trying to make sure that, if you do borrow your car to someone, that you know exactly who it is and you've told them what it is and where they're going and what they're doing, because, you're looking at, up to $7,000 fine and 2 years without a licence for doing that.
All right. Now, mate, there's been some sneak thieving around Billawheeler and also vehicles being stolen.
Yeah, look, we go over it, reiterate it every time, but just make it hard for these offenders to locate your car keys, because they're coming into unlocked houses, they're removing keys that are found on the bench, going straight into the garage, stealing their car and taking off. Or the car are open, they're doing the what we call creeping offences. They're just going around trying door handles. We just need to make people aware that it's still happening, it's still going on. And there's a large little contingent of people in and around the Billawheeler, Gladstone, Tenham Sands areas that are just taking advantage of people's lackadaisiness, and we're just trying to make sure that we get the word out that if you do have your keys inside, make sure you put them in a drawer or a cupboard where it just makes it a little bit harder for them to get to, or definitely lock your motor vehicle, because we see it every day on Facebook. You see it every day coming through our listings and pages that we go through, unlocked cars. It's starting to get a little bit frustrating.
Mate, and the police are doing a recruitment drive once again, eh?
Yeah, so we're looking for people who always thought they want to join the police. We're actively recruiting at the moment. There's so much information on the police website. Little seminars popping up. I think we've got one here in Gladstone this week, maybe on Thursday. Jump on our Facebook page, Police Gladstone Region Facebook page. The info's there, the link to get on to have a look and talk to some people who are into the recruitment area and know exactly what you need to do or what you've done. You think you might have had a couple of speeding tickets or the like. They can explain to you what you need to do to get into the service. And look, at the end of the day, it is a great job. You get paid well, but you need to be a certain type of fit for the job, and if you think you've got what it takes, have a crack.
All right, no worries. Okay, Butch, thank you, mate, for your time. My Police Gladstone, there's also My Police Billow, My Police Rocky, I think, as well.
Yeah, every station's just got one now, so jump on and have a look for them, research around, have a look.
All right, mate, you have a great week. We'll catch up again next Tuesday.
Yep, everyone stay safe, have a great week.
Keep you up to date there, Sergeant Wayne Butcher on 4CC.